63. If you don't believe this, you don't believe nothing I'll preach. Isaiah 63. You get that? Say amen. So I want you to see this. Or we began reading at verse 15. Isaiah, he says, look down from heaven. Who is he talking to? He's talking to someone. Is that what he says, Isaiah 63:15? Look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness. He's talking to Yahweh. And of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength? The sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me. He knew that his mercies endured everlasting. He said, they are restrained. Verse 16. He says, doubtless thou art our father. No doubt. I know you are our father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, our sins and our ways, and Israel acknowledge us not. He said, thou, O Yahweh, art our father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. His name is everlasting. As his mercies are everlasting, his throne, his name is everlasting. His name doesn't change because of time. Time has no power over everlasting. Thy name is what? Everlasting. You don't believe that the Son is the everlasting hope of power of life, you can't believe His name. And the Son did not come in His name, there's only one everlasting Father. Go back to Isaiah chapter 6, chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Isaiah 9, 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty El, the Everlasting what? The Everlasting Father. Either he is a father that's everlasting or he's not. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, I want you to notice how that is even spelled there. It's with a capital F, too, isn't it? His name is Everlasting. He said, look down from heaven, Father. He said, Abraham was ignorant to all of these things. A lot of things he did not understand. He said, but it's one thing that thou art, O Yahweh. He said, you are our Father. You are our Redeemer, and thy name is from everlasting. You can write nothing in that. If his mercies are everlasting, his name is everlasting. And if his name is everlasting, his mercy is everlasting. It has nothing to do with a Hebrew or America. That is his name, and it's an everlasting name. His mercies has nothing to do with Hebrews or Jews or black or white folks. His mercies are everlasting. Has nothing to do with color people or race or nationality. It is just his mercies, and they are everlasting. His everlasting life has nothing to do with a black man or white man or Jew or Mexican. It's everlasting. Has nothing to do with that. Nor does his name. His name is from everlasting. What is the name that is everlasting? There has to be a name that's everlasting. It's not Lord and it's not God. It's not Jesus Christ. His name is everlasting, and the Son had to come in His name. He had to come in the Father's name. He could come in no other name. Why? Because that name is everlasting. He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. Only Yahweh is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. That's why you've got to believe in Him. You can't receive the testimony of Messiah. You can't believe Him. His name is everlasting. His name is everlasting. It endures through time. It is ceaseless. Time doesn't stop His name. Nothing stopped his name. It is the corruption of man that has stopped his name. It is the pollution of man that has stopped his name. But his name is endless. He has an endless name. His name is eternal because he is eternal. His name was from the beginning, and he spoke in a language to a people that could understand his name. He said, my name is everlasting. And his name is. His name is everlasting. Well, preacher, to give some credence to that, you got to show me the New Testament. I will. His name is everlasting. His attributes are everlasting. They don't change. We change. That's why we don't understand his power. That's why there's no river of water flowing out of our bellies. We got trash flowing out of our souls. I don't care what you think of me. I'm just telling you the truth. It's going to take this mighty river to flow in your souls to save you today. There ain't nothing in the world that turns you toward him. Not even your own worldly heart, our own worldly minds. It doesn't turn us toward him. We got to believe on him like the scriptures have said. And only then when we began to believe on him that way, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. We have believed on him like our doctrines and our traditions have said. But we must believe on him like the scriptures have said. White people believe one way. Black folks believe one way. Mexicans believe one way. The Jews believe one way. There's only one way. There's only one Yahweh. There's only one faith and there's only one baptism. That's all it is. There are not many baptisms. We go into all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son, and through the power and the anointing of the Holy Ra'u. That is the only way that men can be baptized. And these men are afraid to speak and they are afraid to preach. Why? Because they're afraid of their goods. They're all dumb dogs. They're greedy dogs. They look after their own gain. They just want that which satisfies their own wicked flesh. They're not concerned with the souls of the folks. Folks are dying, going to hell, and their religious ways, their religious minds, and they think they're right that they're dying, going to hell. This is my church. There ain't no such thing as this is my church. There's only one body, that's the body of Messiah. And in that body is the tabernacle of Yahweh. Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. Everlasting, what he says. The modern man has been so screwed up because they've never noticed. They won't identify his name. That's why they understand the Everlasting Father. He's the Everlasting Father. In that name that Messiah came in is the Everlasting Father, that name. That name. Messiah, Yahshua, that's the name of Yahweh, Yahweh. David tells us how to praise him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. His name is Everlasting. And Isaiah knew his name because David had uttered it. Read that again, Isaiah 63, verse 16. He said, doubtless, thou art our Father. I know they didn't even capitalize that, did they? It's not capitalized there in that text. And though Abraham was ignorant of us, he said, ye Israel, acknowledge us not. Thou, O Yahweh, art our Father, art our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. It's either his name is from everlasting and he has no name. If he has no name, then the mercies are not everlasting. We have no everlasting life. That's just it. He associates his name with the everlasting life, his everlasting throne, his everlasting mercies. He tied his name with his integrity. His integrity is everlasting. It has no just no little temporal identity. It's everlasting. We must understand that and realize that and receive it into our souls and our hearts. That's why we're not free. That's why we're bound. That's why there's no life in us. That's why there's no glory of exaltation of him. You're bound by every kind of vile spirit there is. We're captivated by everything but his truth. That's why there's no living water flowing out of our bellies. Nothing but trash and lies and hypocrisy. There ain't no love of Yahweh flowing out of this thing we call the assembly of Yahweh. It's nothing but trash. And these men are afraid to speak. Why? Because they're afraid of the dollars and the few pennies they're going to receive. My life is in him. I have no other life but the life that he manifested me. I don't care if every last one of you turn against me. It makes no difference. He is still going to be exalted. Will I turn my back or not? I can turn my back today. We can deny, but he will not deny himself. He's going to maintain his identity. His name is everlasting. It's not a temporal name. It wasn't no Hebrew name or just for them back there. His name is everlasting. And if his name is not everlasting, you have no everlasting life. If his name is not everlasting, you have no everlasting life. Because he associates his name with life that we believe in Messiah. We've just been hoodwinked. We've all been ignorant. We've all been deceived. We just don't want to say we've been deceived. But we have been deceived. We've been lied to. We've been tricked. And that's it. Religious zealot, hypocrite, you have. What a fool we think we, but what a fool we are. Even the scripture tell your heart is deceitful. That's enough to let me know I've been deceived. Just walking by that. I have been deceived. But thank you all, we haven't been bewitched. To what a man is bewitched, he can't obey the truth. When you are bewitched, you can't obey what he says. He says his name is everlasting. It's not a temporal name. It has nothing to do with a Hebrew name. That's his name. That's his name. He said, this word has come. His name is going to be wonderful because I'm wonderful. Everything that he described about that Isaiah was talking about him, he says his name to be wonderful. He is a mighty counselor. He said, I'm the mighty one. There's no one that's mighty. I'm the mighty El. He said, I'm the everlasting Father. Was Messiah the everlasting Father? He came in the power of the everlasting Father because he came in his name. He's either temporal Father, he's everlasting. And if he's everlasting Father, then his name is everlasting. He can't be an everlasting Father and his name not everlasting. You can be a fool all you want to and say not so, but Scripture says so. His name is everlasting. His name is everlasting. Has nothing to do with change of time. Time doesn't change his name. Time doesn't change everlasting. Those that were born and saved under the covenant of Abraham, they're still saved. Time doesn't prevent that. To say his names are not important, then go out there and pray to the devil and say, Satan, I love you. Pray in that name. Names are important. You say, my name is so important that it's everlasting. Everlasting. The scripture says in the book of Romans, I'm not afraid of what man can do to me. I'm not. I'm going to do that, son, until he takes me on out. I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach. It's going to look foolish, but I'm going to preach. And look at what man says. I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am going to preach. Paul says in Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Now to him that is the power, now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my truth of this gospel, and the preaching of Messiah, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the what? Everlasting Yahweh. Now if he's everlasting, his name is everlasting. To the everlasting Yahweh, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To Yahweh only wise, to the glory thereof, to Messiah evermore. That he is the only everlasting Yahweh. His name is everlasting, saints. He has no temporal name, just for a moment. He didn't give the Hebrews a name that we discarded this hour. His name is everlasting. Your name will follow you. That makes no difference. What name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life for you? His name is everlasting. And if his name is not everlasting, then salvation is not left. You go on out there and do what you go to hell. Just go on, forget it. Tell him to go to hell. As those stairs will say, yeah, you might as well. For if his name is not everlasting, he's a liar. He's not the truth. His name is everlasting. His truth is everlasting. His mercies are everlasting. How do you separate that sin? Show me. Just show me a scripture. Show me any identity in scripture. You don't search the scriptures. That's one thing I do. I search them. I said to my wife yesterday, no, I was sitting searching scriptures. She said, you don't want to be bothered? I said, no, I'm searching scriptures. Woman, just go or close my door. I don't want to be bothered. That's all you do, say. Why? Because that's where I find life. The everlasting life in scriptures. Now romance is good, but I want that romance above the other romance. I want to find out what he says. When I find something so intriguing like that, I can't turn it loose. He said His name is everlasting. His name is everlasting. He's the everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. He's not a Father that changed. He's Almighty Yahweh, and He changed not. That's why we are not consumed. Because He has written our names in the... Those that are saved, He has written their names in the Lamb's book. Even in all of our... Did He say... He said Abraham was ignorant of this. He said Israel didn't even know us. That's what He said. Just because His command, His mercies, He's written His name. And we don't even believe on Messiah like the Scripture said. You didn't even believe in Jesus like Scripture said. You didn't believe in nothing. And that's just us. When He tells us to do, you don't do that. You sitting with your hypocrisy, I do, you're a liar. We're flat out liars. That's why He came to give us truth in this hour, that we can be free from our own lies and our own deception. I was talking to Brother Dale the other day. We looked up. I said, Brother Dale, I want you to see what this word study means. I said, not any of us do this, do we? It was so in depth. It brought me to shame. I said, we don't do this, young brother. I said, not one of us. I said, no, everybody will tell you they do. I said, if you look at this definition, we've all failed. Every last one of us. If you look at the definition, when it says study, you have failed. I have failed. You have, every last one of us. That's what y'all, he meant for our lives to be given to Him. He meant that change. That's why we're so twisted up and so corkscrewed. Our minds are twisted. That a simple truth can't even make us free. That's right, Mother. That's the truth. We're twisted. We came in twisted. Mama's way and Daddy's way. Their ways were twisted. So we brought a little bit of that. We found a little on our own because we thought we were mad enough, a woman enough, nobody could tell another. Well, I know God too. You didn't know nothing. Well, I was saved before I met you. If that's what you call saved before you met me, you ain't so much salvation. You see, by the foolishness of preaching, that's what pleased Him. To save them which believe. And some of y'all come out of whole houses so full of trash. That's the truth. Come out of places that's full of sin, wickedness. He's taking all these years to get that trash out of you. Show you what's in you. That's why you begin to expose someone they don't like to be exposed. Those sins. I want you to turn back to Genesis 21. Genesis 21, verse 33. Look at what the scripture says. Genesis 21, 33. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and he called on the name of Yahweh. The everlasting El. His name is everlasting. He's everlasting. He did not just become Yahweh in the last 20 years or 30, 50 years. He was there from the beginning. That was His name. Abraham called on that everlasting name. He knew that the children of Israel could call upon Him. And we are the seed of Abraham. Are we not? Then we must call the same one He called on. Tell me the one He called on. Tell me the one He knew. And we say we're the seed of Abraham. These wicked ones talk about we're the seed of Abraham. Oh, they say all that when it comes to the blessings. And yet they don't say that those blessings were for the Hebrews, do they? Do they say that? Do they say, oh, that was just for the Hebrews? They are perverts and corrupt in their hearts. And yet when it comes to this name, well, that, they are sure that was a Hebrew name. Well, what about the blessings? What about the bountiful blessings? Were they just for the Hebrews too? What about tithes and offerings? Were they just for them? What about sacrifices? Messiah came to His own house. He said, Apostle Saul, Paul as we know him, he said him unto the Gentiles that you and I may hear this profound truth. Why? Because our name, even then our names were written. Even then our names were written. Even then our names were written. Even then, Messiah could not lose one of us. All He could lose was the son of perdition. He asked unto the tabernacle daily such as should be saved. You may not be saved, but He asked you that because you should be saved. That's what He did with the first establishment of the house of Yahweh. He added those that should be saved. They weren't saved. You weren't saved when you really came. You got to come to the knowledge of what this salvation and the power of it. So He added you to His body because He knew you should be saved. He added daily to the assembly, daily such as should be saved. They weren't saved, sister. They had that mess in them, but when they began to hear the preaching of Peter, And John and Bartholomew, they were saved. They were saved, saints. He came to the knowledge of this truth. So he added you to his body, even though you weren't even saved. He added you there. He added you there. You didn't even have the knowledge of Messiah, his name, when you got saved. And now we got to come to that knowledge that we may trust him with our lives. We're that generation of five talents, I believe. We're going to have to make use of every talent he gives us. We're going to have to make use of every talent he gives us. I don't want to be a part of that one talent generation. I want to take what he's given me and put it to use. That I may give him usefully on what he has given me. That's what I want to do. He called upon the everlasting. He called upon the name. That's what he says. That's what he says in your in that book you're reading. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and he called there on the name of God. Or what's this? Lord of God. Lord. Now what is the name of Lord? He called there on the name of the Lord. Did he just say Lord? No, he called the name of, if there was a Lord, he called upon his name. And that one that Abraham knew, he had a name, and he knew that he was everlasting. For he told him, you are the everlasting one. And this name, I don't care today, I can call my children 10,000 years from now, they can still call on that name because it's an everlasting name. He hasn't changed because of the Jews or the Hebrews. His name hasn't changed. That's his name. It has nothing. It transcends time. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And that's the word of Yahweh. This everlasting Father. This everlasting Father. He's an everlasting Father. And the Son came in that name. No other name. Look what it says in Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, verse 8. I quote it all the time. I'm going to read it. Verse 8. He says, I am Yahweh, and that is my name. And my glory will I not give unto another, neither my praise to any graven images. He said, that is my name. He has to have a name. Because his name is everlasting. And when he declares his name is everlasting. And if he declared that name to the Hebrews, then it's an everlasting name. If he declares that name to the Hebrews, his name is everlasting. And if he died, if he declared and his name changed, because he changed. And I don't want to mess with this one or this book. I want to find me somebody else. At least our law doesn't change. His name is everlasting. His throne is everlasting. He's the everlasting mighty one. He's not a God. All gods are made. That's just our expression to know what we call him, but he's not a God. All gods and all lords are made. He's Yahweh. He's El. Every name that he gave his people, it has a profound meaning. That's why names today have no power. That's why parents name their children anything. It has no meaning to their names. It has no power. It doesn't lose that kind of spirit in their lives. That's why he had to give his son his name. Because in that name was the power of hope, of resurrection, and everything in that name. Could have been no other name but his name. He could have given the name Gabriel. He could give him the name Michael. It had to be that name Yahweh. For in that name is hope. And that name is the redemption. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 21. He said, therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, and I will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall what? Know what? That my name is what? Said. No, but say what it says in that book. What name is the Lord? And they will know that my name is the Lord. That doesn't even make sense. And they will know that my name is Yahweh. YHWH. And they will know that that's my name. That's what he wants us to know today, saints. He wanted his hands revealed unto us. And he did it in a mighty work by Messiah. He wants his name exalted. And this world despises his name. They're going to exalt Jesus, every pagan thing there is on this corrupt day. And you'll get a little sense of that feeling if you get involved in it. You go out there and see what it will do with you. And get a little sense of that. It's pagan. It's pagan. Everything about it is pagan. It's pagan. It's pagan saints. And they will know my name is Yahweh. How will they know that? David said in Psalm 68:4, there's got to be a lie or it's the truth. Are you taking it the way you want to? There was no J. Hebrew language still today has no J. Nor the Greek. They still don't. I have a beautiful little booklet over there to tell you about the J. They have no J in that language today. They used the ah to give you the same sound as the J, but they knew that it was a consonant. You could not do that, a consonant and a vowel. So they used the consonant to give you the same sound of the I and the vowel. That's why in the original King James, they put that name in the Jesus, and that's how it's spelled. Jesus. And so they drew upon their pagan deities to put a name that identified with some form of worship. That's what man does. That's why when they put in this book Easter, there was no such thing as Easter. That's a lie for man. It was Passover. And they got these lies. Don't tell me they ever made. That's a mistake right there. They put Easter in there. That's a lie. No Easter celebration. It was Passover. No pagan. No, that it was just Passover. And that's the truth. They got their ways in those subtle ways. Isn't that something? Because isn't it something that you say the Roman Catholic Church is a lie, and you go to the same whorehouse spirit that she goes to? She will not identify the name of the Father. She does every kind of filthy thing there is. We're nothing but the Protestant daughters of that whore. I won't be a part of it. If Yahweh reveal this truth to me in the scriptures, I won't be a part of it. David, Psalm 68:4 says, sing unto Yahweh. I know what it says in that book. I've got to read it right. He says, sing praises to what? His name. How do you get past that? Oh, you like that part. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. You're a hypocrite. If you can't sing praises to them, you're not even a hypocrite. You're flat out lying on your way to hell. You believe that part where it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He make me to lie down and still pass. You believe all that, don't you? And yet David says, sing praises unto y'all. Sing praises unto God. What it says there, Sister Deborah? God. Sing praises to God. All right, I'll put that there. But then it tells you, sing praises to what? All right then. Sing praises to his name. And then it said, exalt him that rideth upon the heavens by what? Now that you can make no mistake. His name what? Yod. I know it's spelled with a J, but that is his name. And that ain't no Hebrew name. That's just his name. That is just his name. And if that meant well for David in that day, then how can you quote the 23rd Psalm and say that is pertinent and that is not? You are on your way to a dark pit of darkness. Your mind is going to be seared whereby you cannot receive the truth of Yahweh. He means what he says. He is not lying. He wants you to exalt him and praise him by his name. And he has a name. The Father wants his name to be exalted. Why? Because his name is an everlasting name. It's not a temporal name, Sister Horn. It's an everlasting name. And we go out there 10,000 years, and that rock is there. That name will never change. It will still be James Horn. James Clifford Horn. You take that grave up and take it over there to Iran. They go about there, will still be James Clifford Horn. Will that be a pool of dar? Be James Clifford Horn. That's the name. It will be Johnny Banks. I don't care where you take it. You take it to India, it will still be Johnny Banks. His name transcends all laws at all times. It's still Yahweh. Is that his name is everlasting, or you have no everlasting salvation? Is that his name is everlasting? If you associate his name with his everlasting mercies and salvation, you're a trick. His name is everlasting. That's what Scripture says. He's an everlasting El. He's everlasting Yahweh. And if he's everlasting in his name, why would his name change if he's everlasting? Do you hear that? That's how nutty our minds are. If I'm everlasting, then what I do? Do I just change my name? No, my name is still the same. He had no beginning and no end. He had no beginning, so his name was that in the beginning. No, he did not have the phantom of a name. He spoke his name to man, whereby he could pronounce it in that way, Yahweh. Yah. That's what he did, Sister Terry. Don't even let this preacher up here trick you. Glory. Don't let him trick you. That's the truth. He said, praise him that rideth upon the riding upon the heavens. That's what he says, doesn't it? Now, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33 quickly. Now, we want to see if there's a witness in Scripture. Deuteronomy 33, verse 26. He said, praise him that rideth upon what? The heavens. By his name. Is that what he says? Now, look at Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 26. Look what it says here. Deuteronomy 33, verse 26. He says, there's none like you. There's none like unto the El of Yeshurun. Yeshurun, really. Who what? Now, did he not tell him to praise him that rideth? Did not David say to him that rideth upon what? Is it spelled not the same that rideth upon the heaven? Is that what Moses said? There's none like unto the mighty El of Yeshurun, who rideth upon the heavens, is thy help. And in his excellence on the sky, what it calls him that the eternal El, the eternal God, he's the everlasting one. He said, in thy refuge and underneath, I'll be ever what? Ever what? Ever what? Everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall destroy them. His arms are everlasting. His name is everlasting. He's everlasting. He doesn't possess a temporal name. Make sense to my soul, son. Know what else it makes sense to me? Moses saw the same one riding upon the heaven just like David did. So he said, praise him. Oh, Moses said he has an everlasting arm, but David says his name is Yah. That's what his name is. He said, and he said, when you do that, you rejoice before him. Rejoice before him. That's what he says. You rejoice before him. And all the righteous are going to do that because he said, but let the righteous be glad. That's what he says in the verse before. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before Yahweh, before Elohim, before El. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. And did it not say up there in the, let them exceedingly rejoice. And he said that in the excellence of this God, that his power, his name should be the excellent name. What? That there should be no other name than like his name. No other one. It's the name above all. And that is his name. Men today blaspheme it, they curse it, but he has a name, and that is the Father's name. How do I know? Because Yohanan in the book of Revelation, he said this. Revelation chapter 14. We're going to close with a few verses here. Look what it says in Revelation 14, verse 1. John said, Yohanan, he said, read those first three words, please, all of y'all. Let's read it again. Now all y'all look at me. Please, all of you. Now y'all looking at me? And that's what he did. He said, and I look at lo, a lamb stood on Mount Sion. And with him 144,000 having his what? Father's name. What? Written where? You can deny that, saints. He said, had his father's name. John said, behold, I looked and I saw that. Either John is a wicked liar on his way to hell, or that name is not everlasting. From the beginning, it says it's everlasting. And even unto the end, you tell me he saw the father's name. Then what is his name? What name is written in their foreheads? Tell me, please. You tell me. I'll receive it. And at the end of all things, he saw this everlasting name written in their foreheads. He said, I saw his father's. You see how that's spelled? Capital F-A-T-H-E-R, apostrophe S. That's how it's spelled, right? Is that not how it's spelled like that? Messiah says in John chapter 5, verse 42. John 5, verse 42. John 5, 42 and 43. He said, but I know you. He said, I know you. That ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. He said, I come in my Father's name. Is that spelled the same way it's written in Revelation? He said, I come in what? My Father's name. And ye receive me not. And if another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Spelled the same way, isn't it? No difference in spelling at all. Look at John 10, 25. John 10, 25. And 26. Verse 25, Yahshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my what Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not because ye are not my sheep, as I have said. Is that not spelled the same way? Is that not spelled? So he had to have a father, the name of the father had to be implied. It had to. John literally saw the writing. He did not say that I saw it by the Spirit. He said, but I saw written in the foreheads of that 144,000 because his name is everlasting. Throughout the kingdom, his name is going to be our seal. We're going to know that we're the sons of Yahweh. His name is an everlasting name. That's what he's always wanted, that his name to be extolled to be an everlasting name. And we have ostracized his name. We have not been taught his name because these whorehouses, they know. I was looking at this article Sister Roberts gave me. It's a comic strip. Now they mock him in Kazoot. And they got Yahweh that they tell you with that moor down there in Mississippi. It's
so they make mockery of it. This one has a placard up. He's holding this. And this is what he said. It says, no way. No, N-O, way, W-E-H, Yahweh. God must go. See, that's what they said. No way, Yahweh. You must go. Even this wicked world knows that. They understand. And we say we're knowledge, but we're ignorant people. We don't want to know the truth. No way, Yahweh. It's right there. You can look at it. No way, Yahweh. And they're making mockery of this fellow down. He doesn't even know Yahweh. No way, Yahweh. He has a name, for his name is everlasting. And he put it in the mouths of these heathens. He wants them to mock it. Because when they mock him, they're mocking, they're blaspheming all the holy Raul. They are saints. We're not going to continue doing this. He's not going to let us do it. He saw his name. It's not that he figured that name. He saw that name written in the foreheads of the people of Yahweh. He saw. That's why Messiah said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. Well, what is his name that's hallowed? And he prayed that prayer and God said, you mean that was the name that he knew of the Father? His own fallen out foolishness. I'm going to bless that name forever. If you go into the kingdom, you're going to bless it. I'm going to bless his name because his name is eternal, saints. It's everlasting. And if his name is not everlasting, his mercy is not everlasting, Deacon Tim. And that's just the truth, brother. If he has no everlasting name, then his mercies are not everlasting. His truth is not everlasting. His joy is not everlasting. That's why you have very little of that. Here Yahweh is raising up, causing his men today, their hearts to be satisfied with nothing but truth, that we may know the truth, that we may understand the power of this everlasting life. And men reject that today. They don't want preachers like that. They want to take the everlasting covenant. He said to Israel, this, search the scriptures, look up that word everlasting. He said to Israel, he said to Abraham, he said, my covenant with thee is everlasting. Are we in the house of Abraham? Are we the seed of Abraham? That his covenant with us is everlasting. It has not changed. He has everlasting covenant. His name, why? Because it's in his name. His name is everlasting. And everything he does in his name. He said, the works I do, Messiah, he said, I do them in my Father's name. Why? Because he knows that name is everlasting. You can't kick against him. You're not going to win. The world hates his name. We despise the why? Because he moved us out of our little comfortable zone. Well, I just know Jesus. I've been knowing that. You didn't even know Jesus. You didn't even know that. You couldn't, most of y'all couldn't even tell me what Christ mean. He has one name, Yahshua. He is the Messiah. HaMashiach. He doesn't have a name, Jesus, the Christ of Jesus Christ. He is Yahshua HaMashiach. The anointing of Yahweh. That Pacific fire who he's anointed on. We are the only heathens and ignorant Ramesses that every nation, their gods, the Buddhas, they have their trinity of gods. They all call them by name. Allah, every religion but us. We just say we know God. Well, who is this generic being you know? That's his name, Yahweh. You will go to hell if you reject it. That's the truth. That's the truth. He warns us in this hour. And that's the truth. They reject this truth. Because they reject his everlasting power. He has no power. Well, it's all right when I'm in trouble. And these perverts go to the Old Testament. They pull out all the blessing parts now. And all the healings, all the good things. But when they come to his name, when he says, praise him by his name, y'all, why not that? Just do that. If you just do what David said. Why you can't obey that? If you just do what David said, by his name, y'all. Well, that's your Hebrew name. You're foolish. That's his name. I read this again before I close. We're going to close early today because I'm going to rest. Doubtless thou art our Father. No doubt now. I know you're our Father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, thou art Yahweh. Art our Father. You are Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. Everlasting. Well, you set us up, Pastor Roberts. I know I did. That the truth will witness against your soul. You deny it. I intend to set you up. Every last one of you. That's why I read it the way I read it. Some of you all looking at me all crazy. That's all right. I know what I'm doing. I just hope you know what you're doing. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. He has to establish the watchman.
And what we have established as watchmen, they're not watchmen. They're dogs. They're greedy dogs. They love to sleep and slumber. They can't have enough. I will tell you the truth. I don't care who it hurts. Truth makes you free. And I'm free. And that is his name, Sister Marshall. He has a name. That is his name. And sis, if you never learn anything today, his name is everlasting. He said that. I didn't say it. You either receive his truth or you don't receive it. You call him a liar or he's the truth. And he said, I can't lie. You mean to tell me that he said his name is everlasting? We say that he's a liar. We know how the prophecy of old came. By the inspiration of Yahweh, as the Spirit moved upon them. It did not come by the will of man, but it came by the will of the Father. And for you to construe that, you are twisted in your thinking. I don't care who it is. That's what he says there, Brother James. He said, my name is everlasting. And if his name is everlasting, he meant what he said. He ain't changing that. His name is everlasting. His name is everlasting. His name is everlasting. From the beginning, his name is everlasting. He ain't changed that. Man has changed it. They've corrupted. They've done a lot of corrupt things in here. You ain't able to bear it. That's the truth. And old man telling Brother James, old man, a scholar of scripture, say, you got to be careful. Just be careful. He wasn't wrong. I said, Brother James, he said, careful. He said, yeah, that's what he said. Just be careful. You got to. We got to be led by the Spirit. They that are led by the Spirit of the sons of Yahweh. We got to be led by the Spirit. And the Spirit that leads us most of the time is a corrupt thing. It's not a good spirit. It's a lying spirit. It's a deceitful spirit. We will lie against Yahweh for our own deeds and for our own corrupt actions. That ain't right, saints. We'll covet sin, not cover it. We covet sin. Now, you justify sin, we condemn the righteous. That ain't right. His name is everlasting, saints. And if his name is not everlasting, his mercy is not everlasting. And if his mercy is not everlasting, you have no everlasting life. That's just it. I ain't going to struggle with that. I'm just going to receive that truth. His name is everlasting. That scripture is either, if that is a lie, the other are lies. And you better get on your face to find out the one that is able to save. The scripture says that you are a redeemer. You better get on your face and find him out. And if that what Messiah said, he said that we will have life everlasting. He that believeth on him, he said, verily I said to you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Well, if you believe on him, you must believe the Father's name. That's the power of everlasting life. Now, if that's what Messiah said, if that's what he said, it has to be a lie. If what Isaiah said is not the truth. If what Isaiah said is not the truth, then what Messiah said is a lie. And what Messiah said is not the truth, is the truth, then what Isaiah said is the truth too. It's the truth. There ain't no lie in it. Even as the pens of the scribes have been full of deceit and vanity. That's what scripture says in Jeremiah. Full of vanity, lies and deceit, corruption. That's what it's been. I'm not confused. Not one bit. I see what the Father's doing in this hour. He's going to know his children. And any good father knows his son, his daughter. Sure he does. Any good father takes a little time. Huh? Yeah, he does. Sure. And his sons obey. You ought to see Dale's son. I watch him in the gym. He says, sit down. Sit down. And he's sitting down. He sits there. Now, the way he get up down, I say, come here, boy. And he said, but I watch that boy just sit there. Sit. And he sits. He sits. I want him to sit down. You sit right there. You take this and that, and you sit there. And he sits. And you sit right there. Huh? So the Father tells us his name is everlasting, and we say it's not so, then we're in sin. His name is everlasting, saints. I don't care what I say. I can turn back tomorrow. His name is still everlasting. And he must, there's a name that is associated with him. What is the name? David tells us, Psalm 68:4. The one that ride upon the heavens, praise him by his name. Yah. Well, that was for the Old Testament. Then don't quote anything from, throw the whole book away. It ain't no good. It ain't no good. And if that ain't no good, then that part they call the two New Testament ain't a bunch of trash. Filthy lies. You got to receive the whole book. Amen. So I preach from the old and new. Because I know you can't have the new without the Torah. Amen.
You can't have the new without the Torah. That's the foundation of everything, the Torah, the laws. You can't. You got to have that. And then without the Torah, then the prophets had no governing power to govern them. That's the truth. Our religion has taught us foolishness concerning Scripture. That's it. It hasn't taught us the truth, saints. No, it hasn't. These men are just, we've just known what we've known because it's been passed down to us. And that's just it. I know I have. And now you're always saying, I'm going to open up their minds. Abraham was ignorant? Now that's, hey, come on. A man that offered up his son? That's what Scripture said. Huh? You argue with him. That's what he said. And yet Abraham knew that he was faithful, that if he took Isaac, he was able to raise him up again. But he was ignorant. I'll take that ignorance. Let me have some of that, Father. May Yahweh bless you today. Be encouraged, saints, I am. My heart rejoice in the goodness and the fatness of Yahweh. I say to all of y'all, you got to begin to study the Scriptures. You got time for every kind of sin. That's why sin is proliferating today. You don't have time for the Father. You got to begin to bear your heart in Scriptures. And pray too, I'm telling you. You got to begin to do that. You better begin to do it for your own safety. Your mind's so occupied with everything but Him. I don't want my mind occupied with nothing. It's not occupied with how we're going to pay a bill, how we're going to have money. My mind is not occupied with that. I keep my mind on Him. I think about Him. As I ride, Scriptures flow in my soul. And I can't wait to get home to see what Scripture says. Then I will begin to search it out. I begin to find other Scriptures that correlate with that Scripture. That's what I would do. It ties everything in together. I go to the old. I go to the new. You better begin to study. We've done our studying well to be sinful and wicked. And we need to study to be right. Study to be quiet. Study to be righteous. That's right, Brother Dale. Not any of us fit that, the definition of study. What you call study ain't nothing. None of us. And if man gives you a definition of what he means, then you better, he's an austere man. He is to be feared. Yahweh is to be feared. You're not playing with some kind of little old grasshopper of a God. That's what you think you're playing with. You say His name is everlasting, and there's nothing everlasting about Him. Just go and go the way of the flesh. It's either His name is everlasting, or His hope is not everlasting. By mercy, by mercy, by mercy, by mercy, by mercy, by mercy, because it's so everlasting, by mercy and truth. Iniquity is purged by mercy. So His mercies are everlasting. All His everlasting mercy. It doesn't straddle time or anything. It's just His mercies. I like that. I'm glad they are. He associated His mercies with His name. His name is everlasting. And the name of Yahweh is everlasting. Just not an Old Testament name. Then this, you can go out here and do all this you want to, brothers. We can. You understand that? We can get on, okay? You sisters too. That's the truth. How foolish we are. If that right there is not as important as this, then none of it's any good. If this is for the Hebrews, he said, what name do they know not to take in vain? They had to know some name, all right? They had to know a name not to take in vain, all right? So that right there don't mean nothing. You go out, come on, do all that you want to, young bloods. Huh? You do well at that by bearing false witness against your neighbor. Come on, just be greedy. Commit murder. Come on, just. That's the truth. And that's why these same perverts today, these same religious harlots, they will say, well, that's for the Jews right there. They're wicked. Amen. If that's for the Jews, then that ain't for me either then. Because I wasn't born no Hebrew. Amen. I born a Negro in America. Amen. Like most of you, a white boy, a Negro. You're born one of them. So that right there, if that was for the Jews right here, just that, it's just for the Jews. That's it. It's for them. It's not for us. We can go out here and do anything we want to. Just do it. That's right. That's right. You have all the wives you want to. One, get 10, 20. Come on. Get 5, 6 men. Go out here and still do what you want to. And yet you tell me that this what we call, this thing you call Christianity, this church, this wicked thing, when they have taken that out, you tell me that is not as severe as that one or that one. That is not important. You're a liar. That's just as important as the name, because His name stands behind all that. When a daddy gives a charge to children, he says His name. They know that the name of the daddy stands behind that. Well, I've never called my daddy by name. We are so ignorant. Some of us are so ignorant. so stupid. It's not a dishonor to call your mother by, if her name is Jean. What? That's not a dishonor. That's how ignorant we are. It's an honor. Mother, hear that name. What an honor that is to her. You know how you get most names? Most of us were named by our parents because there was something about someone they admired or they liked, and they wanted their daughter, their son. Why did they name that boy back that Dale? Because something about him, they admired that boy Dolphus. Tell me. Why did my mama name me David? Because she knows David in the Bible. Amen. So we may give names because of there are things that we associate with the names, or there are those that we admire about, or there is something about them we admire, and that can be associated with our child. We hope that they have that same spirit. That's why we give names. Why did they name him Dale back there? They're going to name him Earl. They should name him Dale. You don't name after his daddy. You named him Dale. Why? Tell me. Why did they name him James? Well, why didn't they just name him James? Clifford. Name it Jermaine. Names are important. Did he disrespect his daddy? He called him Evangelist Horn. Is that a dishonor? Huh? Is it? No, it isn't. It's not a dishonor. It's an honor. Evangelist Horn. Well, I used to hear him say, "My boy, that's all right, son." I used to glory in that. Yeah, I did. See, Evangelist Horn. They say, "Daddy." Evangelist Horn. Daddy. Papa. I did. I should like to hear him say that. I did, son. Great honor, great esteem. Why? Because he knew that was calling. There's a calling that's high above daddy and mama. That's the calling of Almighty Yahweh. Amen. And we do what he says. And we do what he says and obey him. Amen. His name is an everlasting name. It's not going to change because it's snow tonight. It's going to get cold. That doesn't change his name. It's still the same. And he said, you pray, this is how you pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven, blessed be Yahweh. Hallowed be his name." Now, if the heavenly Father that made us, tell us to call him by name, man, what a beautiful thing. You pray that way, hallowed. He said, you pray, just hallow his name. Glory to Yahweh. Don't use it for vain, trashy stuff. Just hallow it. Make it holy. Make it reverent. When you said, Yahweh, glory. That's why I said the way I do. But some will say Yahweh, and Yahweh, that's all right. They know what they're saying. I know what they're saying. So I say like that, Yahweh. I like Yahweh. I like that, Yahweh. Yahshua. Yahshua. Encourage. I am. Press on, saints, for Messiah is coming. We have a reward of everlasting life. The everlasting life and all that is important. That's his name being everlasting. Amen. You think you're smart, Pastor Roberts? No. He's a smart one. Amen. He shows where hearts are. Besides, so if you knew the Father, you would love this name I'm preaching about. And you say you know him. He says, you're a liar. You don't love him. Because if you did, you'll love his name. Amen. There's no way that... If I love you, if I love my wife or my brother and sister, when I hear their names, that ought to do something in my heart. Brother Nee Smith is, okay, good. That's, I like that. It's good. Brother James, are they just, are they in? Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it does. The brother said, which one? Well, Dolphus and Jermaine. Oh, okay, good. That's good. Talking to them, I said, well, I don't know, take them brothers in. Oh, Martin, they're here. Who? Brother James, Brother Dolphus, they're here. That's all they are. That's all the best. Oh, good, yeah. Man, I know they hear that. That's good. And I look out there, see that old Jesus, how Brother Dale is. I'm good, man. That's wonderful. Good. Brother Chuck, yeah, I see him. That's good. Names are significant. Very important. Because I don't want him to mess my name up with David Lee. Oh, my name be David. He know David Robertson. He may say it different up there, but he's got it written down. I guarantee you, his name is David Lee, my David. Totally written different. Because that's a new name for me. Amen. Isn't that amazing that he's going to give us a new name? Amen. But his name is everlasting. Amen. Everlasting. In the kingdom, his name is still going to be the same. The Messiah's name, I don't believe it would be that, but it will represent the Father. May he bless you. Be encouraged today, Saint I am. Let us stand to our feet. May Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people. Go with them, I pray. Messiah's name. Bless you all. All right.